From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Late yesterday morning, a community member contacted Humboldt County Sheriffs to report three suspicious packages discovered outside a residence on the 5600 block of Humboldt Hill Road. Sheriff's deputies were unable to locate anyone associated with the packages, nor was there any identifying information about them indicating who the owner might be. Due to those circumstances, the Sheriff's Office Explosive Ordnance Disposal Team was dispatched to investigate. Humboldt Hill Road briefly closed during all this. As part of the investigation, EOD deputies x-rayed the package and determined the contents to be vinyl records. Humboldt County Civil Grand Jury issuing its final report of the year Thursday. Lost Coast Outpost reporting the panel found evidence of failures, ineptitude, and poorly executed police work from the Arcata Police Department during its investigation into the 2017 homicide of HSU student David Josiah Lawson. The grand jury found widespread belief that both Lawson's killing and the law enforcement investigation were impacted by systemic racism, but it did not find direct evidence of racial bias in the police response. Also, among its findings, the report notes any determination that the David Josiah Lawson homicide was not a hate crime is premature. Early this week, Eureka police came upon 49-year-old Jose Martinez Rodriguez of Eureka near 14th and F Streets. He had a warrant out for his arrest stemming from a January 2020 Humboldt County case for sales of heroin. He was taken into custody. Police found about 7 ounces of heroin on him, also a set of car keys associated with a vehicle found nearby. A search of that vehicle uncovered nearly 3 pounds of heroin and more than $3,600 in currency. They were both seized. Martinez Rodriguez taken to the Humboldt County Correctional Facility. Also, Humboldt area CHP notified of a motorcycle crash on State Route 36 east of Graybrook Lane. Preliminary investigation revealing that 39-year-old Harry Smith of Rio Dell was driving his Harley eastbound on State Route 36. 40-year-old Lisa Jennings of McKinleyville, a passenger. Smith, for unknown reasons, lost control. Both riders were ejected and suffered major injuries. Now, alcohol is considered a factor in the collision, and Smith was placed under arrest for felony DUI, subsequently released from custody for treatment of his injuries. And Humboldt County's total COVID-19 case count rose to 161 after four new cases were reported on Thursday. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.